You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, and today we have some bonus material. I want to talk to you about using a prayer journal. If you'll go to nafwb.org, you'll find a prayer journal there, and on the front it says it's got our logo. It also has my prayer journal and the name and the date, and so we have it there in a Word format, and so we're trying to set this up where you could take it individually or at various churches could take these prayer journals, and they could adapt them to meet their particular needs. We first got the idea of the prayer journal from Reverend Dennis Wiggs. He was a North Carolina pastor, and he used a prayer journal in his church, I think, for much of his ministry. And I think it really helped him to be effective as a minister, as a pastor, and to remember people over the span of their lives and of his ministry. So I encourage you to take a look at the prayer journal, adapt it, use it as you see fit. If you print it the way we have it printed here, you'll see on the inside it talks about the Free Will Baptist Church Covenant. And one of the things we say in the Free Will Baptist Church Covenant is that we'll devote ourselves to secret prayer. And so with the prayer journal, we're trying to constantly come back, focus upon adoring our Lord, thanking Him for what He has done for us, confessing our sins, and then having supplication where we pray for others. In a future podcast, we'll talk about Acts or that particular role with prayer, where we talk about actually public prayer. But on the inside of the prayer journal, we have a section about adoration. And so we encourage folks as they go through and they read their Bible to think about some of the names in the Scripture that are used of the Lord, think about some of the characteristics of Him. And you'll notice if you're looking at a prayer journal, it's got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And so we ask you to go through, and so on Monday you focus on how the Lord provides, or you focus on how the Lord has everlasting love, something that's spoken to you as you're going through and you're reading your Scriptures. Now, you'll see in the prayer journal it's laid out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And so why do we do it that way? Well, you might say that's the way Dennis Wiggs did it, but it's kind of a way of thinking of that's a particular part of the week, and Sunday and Saturday are just different. And so we're trying to make it a habit to every day start that day out adoring the Lord. On the next page, we talk about confession. And so as we go through our lives, we're asking the Lord to show us any wicked way that would be within us. And all of us have particular issues, particular difficulties, particular sins that we struggle with. And so we're asking you to list it. So you may on Monday pray, Lord, really help me to have to keep my anger under control if things go awry at work today, or as I'm dealing with my children or my parents. And so the particular issues that the Lord reveals to us, we confess those and we ask for His assistance in dealing with them. On the next page, we talk about thanksgiving. The Lord has told us to give thanks in everything. So there's things in particular we've already prayed about or adoration of the Lord for His characteristics, but we might spend especially time on Monday praying for our family. Lord, thank you for the wonderful spouse that I have, for the children or the parents that I have, and so forth. And it's only after that point that we get to supplication, where we begin to concentrate on ourselves. And so we have a section in there where we point out Philippians 4 that says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And so we begin to pray and ask God for things in our lives. We ask Him to do His will in our life, as the model prayer says. And then from there, we move to begin to focus on people that are around us, the sick. And so there may be folks within your church or at your work or school that you're particularly concerned about. And so you've got those names listed there, and you're keeping up with these individuals. You know that this person's having an MRI tomorrow, or this person's having a surgery. You pray by name for them specifically, and that the Lord would be with them and would help them. We also think that without prayer, we're going to be totally ineffective as a denomination, as a church, as a family. And so we especially want to take time to pray for our missionaries. And so if you'll notice the page about missionaries, we ask you to go to iminc.org for our international missionaries and fwbnam.com for our North American missionaries. And so you've had missionaries come to your church. You're following them through Hotline or their various newsletters. You pray for one of them each day. Pray for their family. You go online and see what's happening in their church and pray about that as well. And so for each day, Monday through Friday, we have missionaries that we pray for there. And then each of us, if we're answering God's call in our life, He's called us to make disciples of all nations. And so if we're thinking of our children or grandchildren, we're thinking of neighbors, people that we interact with, there's all kinds of folks that God has put into our lives that we're discipling them or we're witnessing to them. And so you'll notice there's a page specifically for that. And so you pray for that person. As you're praying for them, you're asking God to give you openings if you're witnessing to them or give you openings as you're trying to disciple them. You're praying about some of the challenges that they're having, about trying to understand something before they accept Christ, or some of the challenges in their own life that are holding them back from maturing as the Lord would have them. And so you've got a list of folks that you pray for there. And then we come to the section on our family where we pray for parents, we pray for our spouse, we pray for children, uncles and aunts, various folks. And we believe if we'll do that, it'll help us to focus on teaching children or caring for our parents as we go along the way. And of course, the scripture has told us to pray for our church. So Galatians 6 says, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto those of the household of faith. And so we look around in our church, who was not there this past week or who may be going through some difficulty, and we lift them up. We pray for our church specifically that we would be outward focused rather than inward focused, that we would be witnessing and have the kind of unity that we need. But we do think if we spend time weekly praying for our churches, we're going to see them be different kinds of places that are effective in reaching the lost. And then there's a section that says, for those with broken hearts. Psalm 34 says, the Lord is nigh, the Lord is close to those who are brokenhearted. So we want to encourage you to look at your workplace, at your church, even within your family, for people who have been especially hurt. Now, in my prayer journal, I have people who have experienced great losses. By that, I mean a child that was lost as a result of a suicide or a sudden accident, or someone that's just going through a particular difficult time that is the kind of problem that impacts them throughout their lives. And so you list those people there, and sometimes a person, the anniversary of the death of a loved one comes up, and you may say, well, I pray for you, and I want you to know I really pray for you. Every Tuesday, I pray that God will give you strength and will help you and especially help you for difficult days like that. And so there's a section there. And then we have a section that just says for all, where you pray for your pastor, for other church leaders, for your kids' teachers, for our government leaders, both on the federal level and the state level, and so forth. And then toward the back of the journal, we just have special dates. Now, if you keep the journal as it is here, it'll have a lot of dates that are special for us in the United States and for the National Association, like when the National Association is. But you could also put in specific dates for your own church or your own situation. And we think that that helps us to, as we go through our year, think about what's coming. It helps us to invite people, for example, to Easter, or if you have a Christmas Eve service or Christmas program, it helps you to be thinking as you're dealing with classmates or coworkers about these events, and then praying that God would take these and use them. And so we have that there. And then on the next to last page, we have the Free Will Baptist logo. And we just felt it was helpful to put that there for people to be reminded that we're to be people of the Word, we're to be people serving others. And we talk about what that logo means and are asking the Lord to help us to be those people as we go forth. And then the very last page, you'll find the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer. And so as you go through, and if you do make this journal your own, you'll find yourself running on a treadmill or walking through a park or even stuck in traffic, and your mind will just start going through some of these pages, and you'll be able to pray them. We think that if you use the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer here, it'll help us as we go through there, adoring our Lord, confessing our sins, thanking God for who He is, and then asking Him for our daily bread and for His will to be done in our life and in the lives of others. And so we think that's just a good completion for the prayer journal. But again, it's there for you. You can take it. You can change out and put your own church logo there. You can do any changes you want. Long ago, as a pastor, I talked to Brother Dennis, who gave this idea to me, shared it with many others, and he said, you take it, you use it however you see fit, and we see that as well. However you use it, it's just critical that we be busy praying. Our churches, our denomination, our families will not be what they should be if we don't take the time to pray and talk to the Lord. So use whatever tool you need to take that time to talk to Him about our lives and the lives of others.